Well, do you know what? I think people are looking forward to a nice weekend all around the country. But it is going to be a great weekend in Sneem in County Kerry as the village continues to vaccinate its most vulnerable. This will mean that all over 70s and immunocompromised locals will have gotten their second dose. Practice manager in the Sneem Healthcare Centre, Julie Lee Knightley, has been instrumental in the massive community effort. And local man, Sonny Looney, got the vaccine. And Julie and Sonny join me on the line to tell me more. Sonny, I'll start with you. You got your second dose. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling 100% brilliant. I had no reaction whatsoever, only one of joy.
Lovely.
That we got the second jab.
Lovely. A great sense of relief. I was talking to Mary O'Rourke earlier on in the show as well.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. And do you mind me asking what age you are?
I was 79 last November.
Okay. And you're a local to Sneem as well?
I never lived or worked outside of Sneem.
Really?
I worked all my life in your favourite Kerry hotel.
Parknasilla. Oh, sure. It's a little piece of magic down there. You were there for, how long were you there, Sonny?
48 years.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful hotel, beautiful people.
Well, the weather down here today is just unbelievable. And it would be magic if the place was open or all the hotels were open.
So, come here, how did the rollout work for you in terms of the logistics when you got the call and obviously word spread? This is first time round a couple of weeks ago that Sneem had gotten the amount of vaccines that they did.
That's right. I got a call from we got a call from Julie to say that we were coming in on the Friday at 3 o'clock, I think. So my wife and I went in and were duly vaccinated. And at that time, we sat in the dispensary, suitably distanced, of course. There were three or four people there for 10 or 15 minutes. And then we were told to go.
Okay.
So it was wonderful.
Brilliant. And in terms of the feeling in the village now, Sonny, and even talking to people, whether it's on the phone, does it feel like a big weight has been lifted?
That's exactly how it feels. Mm. And there's an upbeat, and people seem to be smiling, have their heads up, and so on. It's just like a weight has been lifted.
So, come here. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I would love to, if the 5 kilometre, if that was lifted, I'd love to be able to tour around the country at least. Mm. That's what I would really look forward to. And to visit some of my family, of course.
And I know you're very good friends with your neighbours. And I suppose once your neighbours are vaccinated, then you'll be able to...
They are vaccinated, God bless them.
They're vaccinated as well. Great.
They are, yeah. But I think we must wait 10, 12 days before we can actually meet properly.
Okay. God, it must feel, because it's been so long since you've been able to sit in each other's kitchens, and in a couple of weeks to be able to do that and catch up and have a cup of tea.
We used to always call to our nearest neighbour here, Hannah, every Sunday night. And she said there recently, I'm really looking forward to, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, when we can sit and have a chat and a cup of tea.
There you go. It's the simple things.
It means that much, yeah.
Yeah, it's the simple things. I'm going to bring Julie in as well. Julie, how are you doing? You've been doing Trojan work. Tell us more.
Good afternoon, Catherine. Yeah, we're going very well. I'm a little bit nervous, sorry.
No, you're okay. So you're a practice manager down there.
Yeah. I actually worked in Parknasilla years ago as well, so...
I don't think there's anyone in Sneem who hasn't worked in Parknasilla.
Yeah, I came for a summer and never went back, so...
Well, what a place to get stuck.
I know. So, yeah, next tomorrow we're doing our immune suppressants, and that's we're going to have everybody done then from age of... 94, as well as our medical condition people, so it's great.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, just remind people that you got as lucky as you did with the vaccines. I mean, it sort of took everyone by surprise in February,
including me and my boss and the practice nurse Sheena. I got a phone call on Friday, the 19th of February, to say there was a vaccinations at the door, and we usually don't get them on a Friday. So Claire, the public health nurse, put them in the fridge for me, and I came back after lunch and I saw a big yellow thing and black writing saying Moderna. So myself and my boss nearly had a stroke when he saw what was in the fridge. But then I made a few phone calls and a few more emails, and it came to light that the Moderna had just come into the country on Thursday evening and that it was distributed that evening to Limerick, and then we got it on the Friday afternoon.
Amazing.
So amazing, yes, yeah, because we didn't know very much. And luckily enough, in fairness to the HSC, they did look at geographicals, like, you know, Cara Rule got it, some other, you know, like Castletown Bear got it as well. It's just because we have such a huge geographical area to cover. And that they looked at it and said, right, okay, well, we give them that. So then that made us then look at our vaccination clinics. So we did our over 85s. Oh, that was the most amazing, exhilarating and emotional day ever.
Can I ask you, just sorry for interrupting you.
They had their jewellery on and the whole lot and their hair, you know, whatever. It was lovely. Aww. It was lovely.
And sorry for interrupting you. Yeah. What's it like making the call to tell people that you've got a vaccine for them?
It's the most amazing thing. I think it was like, a lot of people said it was like getting the lotto, but it was more like, you know, when you're a child and you're looking at Willy Wonka and they got a golden ticket. For me, that's what it was, you know, to give these people golden tickets. And they, you know, there's not one bit of, you know, everybody was so happy. They were literally skipping in the door to get the vaccine, because at least then they might have some sort of normality back. You know, a lot of our patients that we've been doing haven't seen Sneem, the village, in nearly a year, you know. So only for the odd, you know, visit to the doctor or whatever to get their pension, you know. So,
and it's been a full community effort as well, because
you're
doing the vaccines in the practice and then people are, the observation is happening in Murphy's Bar, is
across
that?
Across the road, yeah.
Okay.
And then
and people are helping with parking and the logistics of it as well, and helping everybody out.
Keeping that going. Actually, Sonny's been very modest. He doesn't say that, he puts on his yellow jacket as well, you know, and helps out with the men's shed. And they all have their, you know, their parking details and who needs to be done in the car. They know exactly where they are and what time they have to be done at. And then we have two retired nurses, Mady and Mary T. They are in the observation place with Murphy in Murphy's Bar. And then we also have a whole medical team. So we have Dr. Gonzo, Sheena Sullivan, our practice nurse, and then we have Dr. Diane Ford and Dr. Paddy Malone, who were retired, and then we also have Dr. Declan McGee, who's a retired anaesthetist. So we're just very lucky.
You know what? It is the epitome of community coming together, and it's lovely that there's great news down in Sneem today. So listen, to Julie, thank you so much for talking to me.
And hope to see you soon.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure my mom is down that neck of the woods, as you know. So
yeah.
As soon as I can travel, I miss it so much, and as soon as I can get there, I will.
Good.
And listen, big hello to everybody down there, and enjoy the weekend. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Thanks a million, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye-bye.